Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We are going to get started in just a moment. Thank you for calling into the Sound of Power with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We're going to release the lines just for a moment. If you have prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer requests this morning.
Good morning, Ellen and Linda. This is Mother Margie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mother Margie. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank God. I just want regular prayer for my children's salvation and healing for my body. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. We agree with you.
Good morning, Elder Belinda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elder Belinda. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. I am asking for prayer for my friend Stacy. She has relapsed. And I will be on for a few minutes, but I have to take the kids this morning to their program. But I will be on mute after that, but I will be on for a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mona. And her name is Stacy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll certainly be calling her name out. Any other prayer requests this morning? Praise the Lord. Any other pen intercessors on the line?
Donald.
Good morning, Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Shauna.
Good morning, Shauna.
Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Amen. So that's Donald, Shauna, and Pat. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with our time of intercessory prayer this morning. Again, we thank you so much for connecting with us in prayer. We're going to ask, we're going to just go right in that order. We're going to ask Donald to open us up. Shauna will follow. Mona, are you available to pray this morning or?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need, you are? Okay. So let's do this for you since you are going to have to get off in a moment. We're going to ask you to open up, Mona. And then Donald, if you'll follow Mona. And then Shauna, follow Donald, and Pat, follow Shauna, and then I will close out. So again, that's Mona, Donald, Shauna, Pat, and then I will do the close out. Again, we thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Mona, go ahead. Thank you.
Lord God, we just come before you, just giving you all praise, honor, and glory, God. Thanking you, God, for who you are today, Father God. For you are the head of our lives, Lord, and we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us last night and keeping us safe and allowing us to wake up to see a new day, Father God. For your word says this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad therein, O God. So, Lord, I just thank you right now for each and every person that is on the line today, Father God, those that are on the line and those that will come on the line and for those that will not be on the line, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you just touch each and every one of us today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you watch over us and protect us. Bless our families today, Lord God. I pray and thank you, Father God, that our needs are already met, Father God. For your word, your promises are yes and amen, Father God. So we thank you right now for a new day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad therein, O God. So, Lord God, we praise your name, Father God, for you sit high above the heavens, and you look low, and you're in control of all situations. We look to you today for all things today, Father God. We thank you for keeping us on the straight and narrow path, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for blessings over the mother, Father God, who is asking for prayer for her and her children, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God. I pray for blessings for them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you help them to stand strong in you and in the power of your might, Lord God. We look to you for all things today, Father God. Help us, Lord, not to look to the left or to the right, but to stay focused on that straight and narrow path that you have prepared us for, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that we can seek you first, Father God. For your word says, Father God, then if my children who are called by my name shall seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves, Lord God, then you will hear from heaven, Father God. You will forgive us of our sins and you will heal our land, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for helping us to humble ourselves before your throne of grace, Father God, seeking your face, Father God, and turning away from our wicked ways, Father God, so that you will hear from heaven, Father God, and you will forgive us, Father God, and you will heal our land, Lord God. So we thank you for today, Father God. We thank you for a new start today, Father God. We thank you for a pep in our step today, Father God. We thank you for energizing us and refreshing us today, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father God, for you sit high above the heavens and you look low, and you're in control of all situations, Father God, for you are the holiest of holies, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God, for who you are today, Father God. So, Lord God, we look to you for all things. We look for great expectations and how you're going to move in our lives today. For we thank you, Father God, that we can live and move and have our being, Father God. So we just bless your holy name, Father God, for you are worthy of all praise and honor and glory, Father God. We magnify your holy name today, Father God. We lift you on high today, Father God, because you are God all by yourself, Father God. And we just bless your holy name, Father God. We bless blessings over each and every person today, Father God. We look to you, Father God. We thank you for the healing, Father God, for the healing in our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our bodies, oh God. Help us to look to you for all things today, Father God. Help us not look to the left or to the right, but to put our blinders on, Father God, and to stay focused, Father God, praying for all those that need a touch of your healing today, Father God, praying for all those that lost loved ones, Father God, in Florida, Father God. Oh, God, we just look to you, Father God, for all things today, Father God, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, O God, this morning. We magnify you, O God. You are so worthy of all the praises. The glory and the honor belongs to you, O God. Father God, we lift you up, O God. Lord Jesus, we give you the fruits of our lips this morning, O God. We are so grateful, O God, that we can come into your presence, O God, once again. You give us that privilege, O God, this morning, O God, that we have the opportunity, O God, to breathe another breath, O God, of life. We thank you, O God, for all of your provision, O God. We thank you, O God, for the roof over our heads, for the clothes in our backs, O God. O God, we thank you for your provision, O God. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done in our lives, O God, and continue to do, O God, Lord Jesus. If we have 10,000 tongues, O God, we will not be able, O God, to give you all the praises for the things that you have done, O God. O God, this morning, O God, we thank you, O God. We pray, O God, this morning for healing, O God, of our bodies and our minds, O God. Heal us, O God, from all potential sickness and diseases, O God, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, because you're Jehovah Rapha, O God. Father God, the God, O God, who promised to bless, O God, our bread and our water, O God, and take away the sickness and diseases away from, O God, the midst of us, O God. You promise, O God, to satisfy us with long life, O God, and to show us, O God, your salvation, O God. You are the healer, O God, and we believe, O God, that whatever, O God, you promise, O God, Lord Jesus, we know, O God, that you will perform, O God. We pray, O God, and we ask you, O God, to blind, O God, the Satan, O God, from attacking our minds, O God, and opposing the truth, O God, from our attacking our body, O God, and steal our health, O God. We pray, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, for the revelation, O God, will flood, O God, our understanding, O God. We thank you, O God, that now we receive, O God, your miracle-working power, O God, to heal, O God, every sickness and disease and pain, O God, and infirmities, O God, that attack in our bodies, O God, Lord Jesus. We pray, O God, that you are our God, Lord Jesus, O God, and this, O God, Lord Jesus, we give you the praise this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, this morning, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, that you are the divine mature of health, O God. O God, as we seek you, O God, Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your promise, O God, to allow none, no evil, O God, or diseases, O God, to part our life, O God, and to keep us in bondage, O God, and slavery, O God. O God, you promise, O God, to satisfy, O God, our mouth with good things, O God, so that our youth will be renewed, O God, like an eagle, O God. You promise youthful strength, O God, as we age, O God, as the strength, O God, of a man able to go and fight the war, O God. You promise, O God, to give us, O God, a long life, O God, a year of 120, O God. You promise, O God, to restore our sight, O God. O God, that our sight will be sharp, our memories will be sharp, O God. You promise, O God, to repair every organs, O God, every cell in our body, O God. O God, you promise, O God, to restore us, O God, back to the original, O God. You remove, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, all the weakness, O God, from our mind. You remove, O God, the fear from our thoughts, O God. You will replace it, O God, with strength and courage, O God. That when anything, O God, come before us, O God, we'll be able to stand in your promise, O God, and not waver, O God. Father God, this morning, we are here, O God, lifting your name up and glorifying you. We are here, O God, to see how an awesome God we serve and how such a mighty God we can put our trust in, O God. We come here this morning because we know that you will never, ever put us to shame, O God. You will deliver us, O God, Lord, in your righteousness, O God. O God, you promise, O God, that we come here this morning, O God, that we can seek your face, O God. O God, in whatever situation that we will be facing, O God, we know that we serve a God who is there, that we can stand in his promise and his word and never, ever turn back on his word. We know this morning, O God, that we call upon your name. We are so energized. We are so grateful, O God, for the things that you have done and continue to do in our lives, O God. Even when the challenges face us, O God, we know that we can grab onto your promise, O God. Father God, touch each and every intercessor on this line and those who are not on the line, O God. Empower them, O God, this morning. Give them, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, the courage and the strength, O God, and the ability, O God, to continue to seek you, O God. Father God, extend their borders, O God. Let them take over territories, O God. O God, bless their bread and their water, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, remove obstacles, O God. Help them, God, even if they're down in the valley, O God. O God, they know, O God, that you will reach down and pick them up, O God, and bring them on that mountaintop, O God. Father God, we are so grateful that we can come, O God, and we can lift you up and we can praise you and we can magnify you and we can admonish, we can glorify your name, O God. Father God, we seek you with all our hearts and our soul and our mind, O God. Refresh us, O God. Give us fresh wind and fresh fire, O God. Burn away all the dross and the impurities from our lives, O God. Help us to continue to seek you with all our hearts, O God. Touch, O God, each and every one, O God, who is on this line, O God. All the requests, O God, that is given, O God. O God, you see the request even before they give it to you, O God. And we know it's already done in Jesus' name, O God. Let their faith, O God, be strengthened, O God, and extended, O God, way beyond they could ever imagine, O God, because they would know, O God, and as long as they call upon the name of Jesus, O God, they will be healed. When they call upon the name of Jesus, O God, demons will tremble, O God. Father, let us not walk, O God, in darkness. Let us walk in the truth. Let us walk in light, O God. Let us continue to seek you with all our hearts, O God. Let us continue, O God, to lift you up, O God, because we know, O God, regardless of what, O God, we might be facing, O God, we know we serve an everlasting God. We know, O God, that you have planted us by We are like that tree that was planted by the rivers of water that will always bring forth fruit in its season. Our leaves will never, ever, ever wither, and whatsoever we do shall will always prosper, O God. Father God, in and out of season, we will bring forth fruit, O God. We will take over territory. We will take over land, O God. We will have multiple streams of income, O God. We will have business, O God, Lord Jesus. We will have, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, the things that which, O God, you promised to us, O God. We will not, O God, be dismayed, O God, because we know that you are not mocked, O God. Whatsoever man sow, that he will also reap. O God, we will sow to you, O God, because we know we will reap everlasting life. O God, we praise you this morning. O God, we lift you up, O God. We thank you, O God, for the promises you've given to us, O God. And we will hold on to that promise. As in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we bless your name, God. God, we give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, because you are worthy, God, and there is nobody like you, God. You are the only true and living God, our resurrected King. You are our Savior, oh God, and we just thank you, oh God. We thank you for who you are, oh God, and the glory to your name, oh God. We thank you for this time of intercession that you've given to us, oh God. God, even as we continue to pray, oh God. God, as we open up our mouths, oh God, we give voice, oh God, to the word of God, activating our faith and releasing your will to be accomplished. Father God, on this morning, we want to lift up the intercessors, oh God. We want to lift up, oh God, those who you've appointed, those who you've summoned, oh God, those, oh God, who you've given, oh God, charge over your cities, oh God, over your communities, and even over your churches, oh God. We thank you, God, that even as the intercessors begin to pray, oh God, across the nations, oh God, that you will paint your cross, oh God, across this world, oh God, across the north, oh God, the south, east, and the west, oh God. We pray, oh God, that even as the intercessors open up their mouths, oh God, that you give them clarity of thought, oh God, that you would even, oh God, equip them, oh God, give them the words to say, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that even the intercessors, oh God, that as they open up their mouths, oh God, that they'd be able to arrest the hand of the enemy, oh God, that they recognize the times that we're in, oh God. We pray for fresh oil for the intercessors, oh God. God, that they'd be drawn to your spirit, oh God, that they be connected with you in such a way, oh God, that they're able to change the conversation. Heaven, that they're able to change the directions of your hands, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you and only you, oh God, will saturate our minds, oh God. God, that because, oh God, because of you, that there will be a breakthrough, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. We even pray, oh God, for the intercessor, the sleeping intercessor, oh God, the one, oh God, who's on sabbatical, oh God, even though you didn't give them permission, oh God. We pray, oh God, for restoration for that intercessor. That your word, oh God, be stirred up on the inside of them, oh God, that they awake for their slumber, oh God, and answer your call, oh God, that they answer the charge, oh God, that they answer the summon, oh God. God, that they won't be distracted, oh God, by the things that are happening in their world, oh God. God, but that you would continue to anoint them, oh God, continue to call them, oh God. God, even to arrest the hand of the enemy in their lives, oh God. God, every distraction, oh God, every hindrance, spirit, oh God, every spirit, oh God, that will cause them to shut their mouths, oh God, we pray, oh God, and we release your will, oh God, to be accomplished in their lives, oh God, and even in the lives of their family, oh God. God, we even pray, oh God, for those new intercessors, oh God, the ones who you recently called, oh God. We pray, oh God, for every doorway, oh God, every gateway, oh God. God, that you would anoint their ears, oh God, anoint their minds, oh God. God, even anoint their eyes, oh God, so that they are able to see and hear from you and only you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your voice be louder than any other voice, oh God, that they hear, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to speak to them, oh God. God, as they search your word, oh God, continue to give them greater revelations, oh God. God, even a greater understanding, oh God, of who you are, oh God, a greater representation, oh God, of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, anoint their minds, oh God, so that they will not settle or even grow weary, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even for the new intercessors, oh God, that you would send a word of encouragement.
encouragement to them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for even what you're doing in this season and in this hour, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for the ones, oh God, who you've appointed as gatekeepers, oh God, the one who you've appointed as guards, oh God, the one who you've appointed as watchmen, oh God. Cause them to be even more diligent, oh God. Cause them to be more alert, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cause them to even recognize, oh God, every trick and every device against the enemy, oh God. Cause them to recognize, oh God, and even be more discerning of the times, oh God. God, even as the enemy will come in a different direction, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for new oil, oh God, new wine, oh God, greater understanding, oh God, a deeper revelation of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for those who you set as watchmen over our cities and over our communities, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for their families, oh God, that you will continue to cover them, oh God, cover their bodies, oh God, cover their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come near them, oh God. God, even as the enemy, oh God, has begun to show new things, oh God, has begun to do new things, oh God, we pray, oh God, for the watchmen, oh God, that you would anoint them, oh God, to see, oh God, like never before, oh God. God, even cause them to be more mature in you, oh God. Cause them to seek after you, oh God, like never before, oh God. God, we break, oh God, the spirit of confusion, oh God. We break, oh God, even the spirit of discord, and oh God, and we thank you for unity, oh God, amongst the watchmen and the gatekeepers, oh God, that the airways, oh God, that the communication, oh God, even be clear, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for clearer understanding, oh God, that you speak the same thing to both the gatekeepers and the watchmen, oh God. God, that there be no jealousy, that there be no strife or envy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you will continue to raise up the intercessors, oh God. We even pray, oh God, for restoration, oh God. We pray for restoration, oh God, and even unity and oneness, oh God, even with your pastors, oh God, and your leaders, oh God, those, oh God, who you appointed to be rulers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your will be accomplished, oh God, in this earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We pray, oh God, against everything, oh God, that will continue, that will come to separate us, oh God, that will come to distract us, oh God. We even pray, oh God, even for a breakthrough, oh God, even in our bodies, oh God, the spirit of sickness, oh God, the spirit of infirmity, oh God, God, that it be released from our bodies, oh God. God, even this murdering spirit, oh God, these things that have been released, oh God, in the spiritual realms, oh God, we pray, oh God, even that the intercessor, oh God, that they not be caught, oh God, caught not on their wall, oh God, but that they will stand on their wall, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will pray, oh God, like never before, oh God. God, that you would even begin to shift our focus, oh God. God, break down every idol, oh God. Break down every judgmental spirit, oh God. Cause us to recognize, oh God, where we are, oh God. God, even shift our focus, oh God. Cause us even to recognize, oh God, even this time of transition, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, reveal yourself, oh God, reveal the desires of your heart, oh God, give us the words to say, oh God, so that we can release your will in this earth realm, oh God. God, dispatch your angels, oh God. God, we pray for breakthrough, oh God, for our cities, oh God, for our communities, oh God, for our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for breakthrough for the body of Christ, oh God, that the church will begin to take its rightful place in our communities, oh God. We pray for this nation, oh God, that's turned its back against you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that this nation, oh God, will begin to recognize your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the people, oh God, will come to restoration, oh God, that they come back, oh God, to prayer, oh God. God, out of worship and adoration of you, oh God, not out of fear, oh God, but out of true recognition of who you are, oh God, your divine power, oh God, your sovereignty, oh God, and your deity, oh God. We pray, oh God, even, oh God, that you would even show us, oh, God, how to pray, oh, God. God, even for the ones, oh, God, who don't know how to pray, oh, God, those who you are newly calling, oh, God, those who have begun to hear you, oh, God. God, those who don't even know what they're hearing, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would show them how to pray, oh, God. Show them how to pray, oh, God, so your will is released, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We honor you, oh, God, and we don't take you for granted. Oh God, God, every opportunity, oh God, that you give us to come together, oh God, let there be unity, oh God, amongst us, oh God. God, speak the same thing, oh God, say the same words, oh God. God, even bring, oh God, when one hears one thing, oh God, God, even bring it, oh God, so they able to recognize, oh God, that you're confirming your word, oh God, over and over and over again. We thank you, oh God, for manifestation of prayers, oh God, for manifestations of miracles, oh God. God, even as we see you answering prayers, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that our faith is activated, oh God, that it's rejuvenated, oh God, that it's refreshed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, as you continue to grant miracles, oh God, as you continue to show yourself strong and mighty, oh God, as you continue, oh God, to be Jehovah Nisi in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that even as you begin to reveal yourself even in a greater way, oh God, that our faith, oh God, is increased, oh God. God, that we'll even have a desire, oh God, to pray even more fervently, oh God, knowing, oh God, that when we pray, oh God, that when we open up our mouths, oh God, that not only will you hear us, oh God, God, but that you would deliver, oh God, that you would deliver our families, oh God, that you would deliver our churches, oh God, that you would deliver, oh God, even our communities and this nation, oh God. God, that you would even begin to arrest the hand of the enemy, oh God, that you will nullify the enemy, oh God, against our children and our nation, oh God. We plead, oh God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God, for this nation, oh God. We pray for your will, oh God, and we thank you, God, and we count it all done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you today, God. We bless your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to pray for our nation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word said that you will give them to us an inheritance, hallelujah, and you will give us the ends of the earth, hallelujah, as our possession. Father God, we declare in Jesus' name, God, that every tribe and tongue of every nation will know that you are Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every nation, hallelujah, is a people called by your name, hey, God, and they will humble themselves and pray, God, and will seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Father God, we thank you, Father, hallelujah, for the nation, hallelujah, will cry out to you, and you will hear from heaven, hallelujah, and hallelujah, Satan, heal their land, God. We are thankful, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your healing power on today, God. Father God, we ask you, God, oh, God, to send the touch, God. Oh, God, we believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you will touch our mind, our soul, our body, and our spirit, God. Oh, we ask you to cover us, Lord, in the precious blood of Jesus. Heal us from the sole of our head, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord, thing, God, that are not like you. Root out any unhealthy, oh, God, cells in our body, God. Oh, God, anything that are blocked, God. Oh, God, in the artery, God. Father God, we ask you to rebuild and replenish, hallelujah, every damaged area in our body, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to move inflammation, God. Oh, God, any infections, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we
soul on you, the God of spirit, holy God of Ashata, internal, omnipotent, hallelujah, omnipresent God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We know that there's nowhere we can hide, God. Oh, God, you are everywhere, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, God, oh, God, to be in these schools and these colleges, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to move that demon, the murderer, the liar, hey, God, in the name of Jesus, the destroyer, hallelujah, the wicked one, in the name of Jesus, the cowardly one, in the name of Jesus, the thief, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the devil himself, God, move him, God. Oh, God, don't let his demons hover over the schools and the college, God. Don't let him play with the children's mind, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for prayer to come back in the school, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover every school, every campus, every child, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, God, because your word is true, God. You are true and your word is true, God. Father God, you said you would not forsake nor leave us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you today, God. We need you in the name of Jesus. We need you to move this murdering thing, God. Oh, God, this demon of murder. Oh, God, even on the highways, God. Cause an accident, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, even in the break-ins, God, we call you, God. We call you. We don't know who else to call. We ask you, God, to bring this demonic spirit to end, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you the honor and we give you the praise. We say, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, and do what no other can do in Jesus' name. Holy name we pray. Amen and thank God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, let's just take a few moments, hallelujah, before we even go any further. Let's just connect with this praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just begin to open your mouth. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. His will is what we want. His will is what we want. For Allah, before our hands, God knows. Yes, for Allah, God knows. Yes, we connect with His presence. We connect with His power. We connect with His anointing. We connect with Him. Yes, for Allah, God knows. Yes, for Allah, God knows. Yes, for Allah, God knows. Yes, for Yes,
offering, oh God, we thank you,
Thank you, dear God. Thank you for your covering, God. Thank you for your blood covering, God. In the name of Jesus, God, bring the nations together, God. Bring the people together, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, God, teach your people not the weapon quality of this world they need, God, but it's the word of God.
I want to read Isaiah 62, which is the scripture that the Lord gives us, and then we close out this prayer this morning. The scripture reads, "On your walls, O Jerusalem, watchmen, all the day and all the night, they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest." And give him no rest. Until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. I think I want to read that again. Isaiah 62, beginning at verse 6. "On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest. Hallelujah. And give him no rest. Until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. And so the Lord has set watchmen. Those that God has called to watch. Those that God has called to pray. And that word watchman means to keep, to watch, and it also means to preserve. And so God has set those in position. That will help us. Whose assignment is to preserve in an hour when there are so many spirits running rapid in the earth. And they are running rapid because sin is increasing, because we have opened up our doors, because we are given access by the lifestyle that we live as a nation. We have opened our borders. We have opened our communities. We have opened our families. We have opened our marriages. And so the Lord says to us this morning, I have appointed, I have set watch, call out unto me for the purpose of preservation. And so do not take lightly your position as a watchman, as one that has been set in positions for preservation of a nation that has abandoned and forsaken the precepts and the laws of this hour. But the Lord says, I have set them in place. And they shall never keep silent. Oh God, he has set us in position, and our role is to never be silent, is to never be quiet. Oh, we shall never be silent. Oh, yes, God. And that word silent means to be inactive or still. And so you should never be in a place and in a time where you're not active in your position as a watchman. You should never be in a time where you are forsaking or abandoning your position. Those of you that he has said, he has placed, he has put in position to preserve. For the word of the Lord does declare, when the righteous cry, I hear them. And so the righteous must continue to cry. The righteous must continue to call out. Because there are some things that as a whole, as a nation, we have given access to. And so there needs to be those that understand that I have set them to never be inactive, that I have called you to never be still, that I have called you to watch. I have called you to never rest. And to cry out for preservation. You got to cry out for preservation. And you should not rest. You should not rest, which means you are not to be quiet. And you are not to pause. You are not to give the enemy a break. You are not to even give me a break. Do not pause in your intercession, watchmen. Do not pause in your calling. But even as you call on him, even as you call on his name, he dispatches angels that are on assignment, that are released Sando, as an answer to your prayer, even as he did with Daniel. It was the answer that was released by God through the messenger of the angel. It was the angel that was released, that brought the message back. So even as you pray, your prayers having influence in the heaven, your prayers having influence in the heaven, which is making an impact in the earth realm. And that is why we have got to be sensitive, and we have got to be in sync with the spirit of the living God. You who have been sent, you who have been called, I got to preserve a nation. Oh my God, that have gone after other gods. You that called out for preservation for a nation that has forsaken their God. And even as the scripture says, they've gone after other gods, even though there be no other gods. Even though they be gods that were made by their own hands. For there is no other God. There is no other name even given among men whereby we must be saved. And so it says, you take no rest, don't you pause. And then it says, and give him no rest. Give God no rest. That he does not pause. Give him no rest, that there be no break in his grace. We need the grace and the mercies. Oh my God, of the God that establishes, of the God that keeps us. And so, Father, we just close this prayer this morning and we thank you. We thank you for every watchman that you have set. We thank you for every intercessor hour, every intercessor that is under the sound of my voice, every saint of God. Every righteous believer, God, that is under the sound of my voice, Father, that we understand. God, that as a righteous cry you hear, that the assignment of the watchman is to call and to give you no rest and to put you in remembrance. God, to put you in remembrance. And so we pray, that as the watchman, that we calls you to remember your covenant. Calls you to remember, that you did not come into the world, that you sent not your son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him we might be saved, that you were not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come into the knowledge of the truth. God, that we put you in remembrance of your word. God, that we remind you, that we remind you of your promise, that you made a promise to us. God, there is a promise that you made. God, you promised that you'll be with us always, even until the end of this age. You promised us, God, there is nothing that shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, we put you in remembrance. We put you in remembrance, God, of your word. We put you in remembrance, God, of your promise to preserve. For your word says, he that keepeth Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. God, and we put you in remembrance of your word. God, that declared that I, the Lord, changeth not. Therefore, you are not consumed. God, we're not consumed because you do not change. change. You are the eternal God. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. I got you, the God that established his word. You're the God. You're the God. You're the God that takes care of his people. You're the God. I God, you are the one that we can hide in. You are our secret place. I am O'Shea. You gave us your shadow as a protection, as a hiding place. And you said that we dwell in it. We can abide under your shadow. I God, that we don't have to be afraid of the arrow by day nor the terror by night. That a thousand can fall at our right hand, but none of these things, none of these plagues shall come nigh our dwelling, God. I God, that you keep us from the noise and pestilence. And so we bless you today. We pull on covenant this morning. We pull on our covenant. We put you in remembrance of the covenant. We put you in remembrance, God, of the word that you gave us. But you said, I give unto you now a new covenant. You've given us a new covenant. God, which we have received in your blood. And so today we just plead the blood. We plead the blood today. Your blood that is our protection. Your blood, oh God. We plead the blood over our families. We plead the blood today. We plead the blood in every area of our life. Oh God, let your blood cover us. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover, God. Let your blood cover, Lord. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover. Hey God, we plead the blood over our lives. We plead the blood over our family. We plead the blood. We thank you for your blood. Amen. Oh, Shama. Hey, Kodalabaha, Sando Shama. Hey, Ananaba, Sekodalabaha, Sando Hosha. Oh, God, Amen. Oh, Shama. And Father, we thank you in advance. Oh God, for answering our prayer this morning. We thank you in advance, oh God. Amen. Oh God, Amen. Oh God, Amen. Oh God, God, we give you the glory today. We give you the honor today. Oh, and we thank you for every miracle. We thank you for every testimony. We thank you today. God, for every open door. We thank you today. Oh God, Amando Hoshama. We thank you, oh God, Amando Hoshama. Ayama se give Shiano Shana Nana Neve Satano Sha. Oh, come on, let's just give him glory this morning for what he has done. Ekodalabaha Sando. And for what he will do. Ekodalabaha Sando.
Oh, Ekodalabaha. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the future. Thank you, God, that it's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
So, yes, Lord. In the mighty
God,
name of Jesus.
Thank you for moving by your might, for moving by your power, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
You are mighty.
Yes,
awesome,
God, for every open door. God, we thank you, Lord God. For every healed body. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're holy.
Thank you for your position, God. We thank you for your provision, God. We thank you for your
Hallelujah.
Oh God,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The way from the wicked
one. Hallelujah. Worthy are you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
I come for your word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on and give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, give him praise. Come on, let's feel this prayer. With the praise this morning, let's feel it. Hallelujah. You who are his watchman. He's still the God that hears and answers prayer. He's still a prayer answering God. He's still answering our prayer. When we pray under the option, when we are led and directed, he puts his words down in our spirit. Thank you for every seed that you have planted in our spirit, God. Thank you for every seed that you have planted in our spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes in the spirit. He has given us the authority. Go in the spirit and do work. You who preserve. We don't take it for granted, God, that our family is preserved. We don't take it for granted. That America is still being preserved. We don't take it lightly, God. We don't hang our head in shame. For we know that you are preserving us in a sin-filled hour. In an hour where men just reject the gospel, where they just reject the truth. We don't take for granted, God, that you are still preserving our nation. We speak well of you. We speak well of what you are doing. We see you. We see your hand at work. We see your hand of preservation. We see your hand of grace. We see your hand of honor. We see you give us house to pray. We see you, God, as we call us to plead the blood of our children in the school. We see you. We recall the prayer of intercession last week, God. When you ask us, oh God, to pray over our children, when you ask us, God, to ask you to release angels over our children, you are the God of grace. When you say, I, the Lord, shall do nothing, except I reveal it unto my servant, the prophet. I, the Lord, and so we see your hand. We see your grace. God, we thank you just the more. And help us to be able to bear in this hour. But our eyes shall see in a nation that has abandoned its God. Help our hearts to be able to bear. Hey, God, that we not become faint, neither weary. But Father, we plead the blood now. And Father, we ask you, God, to restore to this nation a mind to go after you. Mind to run after God. Oh, God, break the spirit of fear that is running rapid in our nation. Break the spirit of fear. For you have not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You have given us a sound mind.
Yes.
And I thank you that our mind is sound. Thank you, Lord. Our mind is sound.
Yes, Lord.
Let us come running to you. Let us come running back to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sitting at your feet. Sitting at your feet.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
We want to stay connected to your spirit, God. Thank you, Lord. We want to be connected to you.
Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
My God. Hide us in this hour. I thank you for the hiding.
Yes, Lord.
He shall hide thee. Oh, my God. My God is going to hide us.
Yes.
Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, God. We have got to be like those. You know how it is when you know an enemy is coming, when an attack is coming. We've got to be like this in the spirit as you pray. You've got to start pulling people into safety. Pull them into safety. Pull them into the secret place. Call their names out and bring them into the secret place to,
yes,
with you.
Yes.
When you know things are being released, when you know things are coming, that is the time that you pull them into safety, pull them into the ark of safety, pull them into the place, pull them into the hiding place.
Thank you, Lord.
Do not give into the spirit of panic. For the Lord gives us peace. So just like even as you've seen in the movies, when they know a war is coming, when they know the enemy is coming, when they hear the sound of war, that's the picture I'm getting in my mind. Like when the mother may be in the kitchen and the father is somewhere, but all of a sudden when they hear the sound of war, they start to gather their family. They look for their children. They look and they try to find a place for them to hide, and they start gathering the family and they go into a hiding place. My God, those of you hear the sound of war, you hear the war that is going. It's time for you to pull your family into the hiding place. It's time for you to pull others into the hiding place, into the secret place. And so how do you pull them into hiding? Please, the blood. God is giving you access. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth, I shall also bind in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth, I shall also loose in heaven. And so the question is, how do I pull them in? How do I pull them into hiding? So you began to call out their names and you plead the blood and you use your keys of authority. And you begin to exercise your exousia, your legal authority over every place that they walk in. Whatever city they sleep in at night, you begin to pray for that city. You pray for law enforcement in that city. You pray against accidents and incidents, because you sense the war that is brewing. And so you say, I pull them into safety. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow. And so we pull them in. We pull them into hiding. We pull them into safety. Father, we plead the blood over them. And we pull them in. We pull them in, God. And we loose every murderous spirit are loose from their lives. Let it be loose from their region. Loose means to annihilate. It means to crush. It means to break up. It means to utterly destroy. And so when I am loosing a spirit of murder, I am saying, God, annihilate it. I am saying, God, crush it. I am saying, God, loose that murderous spirit. And then bind means to tie, to fasten. And so I say, God, bind them to a spirit of safety. Bind them to a place,
Jesus,
oh God, in you. I bind the blood of Jesus
God.
Over their life. I bind the promise of God, for the promises unto me and to my children and to my children's children. And so I
Thank
bind
you,
them to your will. I bind
God.
Them to the purposes of God. I bind them to God's divine intention. And so you began
Thank
to pull them into safety, because there is a war brewing. There is a war God, that is growing even now, and it is intensifying in the spirit. But the spirit says, I give unto you to know the mysteries. There are mysteries that are known unto you. There are things that you know. And once you know, then you have got to arm yourself. Hey, my God, arm yourself. That we are not open targets. We are not targets on display. And so the Lord arrests every spirit. God arrests every unholy, ungodly spirit. And so take authority over your region. Take authority. Speak a firewall of protection. I feel the thirst this morning for knowledge. I feel someone saying, give me how to pray. Give me the tools. Give me what to say. So these are your tools. These are your instructions. God is teaching you how to war. He's giving you what to say.
Yes,
those words of instruction are your tools. It is in your arsenal now. Pull on that. Pull on those instructions. Keep them in your arsenal. They are a part of your weaponry now. You understand the principle of binding and loosing. You understand to loose. Luo, L-U-O means to. It means to annihilate. It means to crush, to break to the point that it can never be put back together again. It means to utterly destroy. And so, God, when I say loose demonic holes in my region, God, I am saying utterly destroy. I am saying, God, annihilate, break them, God, to the place that they can never be put back together again. Loose demonic influence in the life of my family member. Loose the demonic influence of addiction in my family line. Loose the spirit of addiction from Stacy. For the power of life and death, it is in the tongue. Oh, God. So I pray skill in your mouth. Skill, God give you skill. God give you the tongue of the learned, that you might speak a word in due season. God make your tongue as the pen of a ready writer. God make you skilled in intercession. God direct your tongue. God give you heaven's language to speak in the earth realm. We need the language of heaven. And heaven's language for us in the earth is the word. It is his testament. It is the word that shall never pass away. It is the word that he is tied to. It is the language that he responds to. We speak his language. We speak his language in this hour. And we expect, we speak his word, we speak his language, all wrapped up in the spirit of expectancy. Let it all be wrapped up in the spirit of hope and expectation, anticipation, as we are anticipating. As we are anticipating that the Lord is honoring what we say. He honors the words that you speak. because he has set you, he has appointed you. Hallelujah. Divine appointment. Divine appointment as a watchman. Divine appointment. I have set you in place. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now speak to me. Echo dalabasando in my language. Echo dalabasando sha. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the spirit of worship. Echo dalabasando sha. Hallelujah. There's a spirit of worship. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, God.
Let us worship you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, O God. You are indeed worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. We are in a place right now. We have to worship him. Eko dalabaha sando. Eko dalabaha sando. Eko dalabaha sando sha. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Can we worship him? Can we just worship him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I enable her, Jesus. Jesus, the sound of worship. Jesus.
Jesus, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now.
Have your way, God. Have your way.
Yes. Oh God, Emando Husha.
Worthy.
Oh God, Emando Husha. Tanda la bahasa, tandoro.
Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
When you're thirsty, he feels you. When you're thirsty, he meets you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Barbara, do you want to do a closing song as we are preparing to close out?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord.
Sorry, I'm happy. Jesus. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
We're here. Yes.
Sorry about that. I was having trouble with my phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
In my life, be glorified, Lord. Be glorified. In my life, be glorified. Be glorified. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. Thank you, Lord. You get the glory. You get the honor. You take the praise. We thank you, Lord. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. Thank you. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. Thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh, thank you. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. Thank you. We say thank you. Lord, we thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we bless him for this time of intercessory prayer, we thank him for his kindness and his long-suffering towards us. God has indeed been faithful. So we thank you for connecting with us this morning during this time of intercessory prayer. We, again, remember tonight, 9 p.m., we have prayer on our regular conference call line, 515-739-1015. That's 515-739-1015. And that code is 242
242-560-141. Again, this code is 242-560-141. We thank you again for connecting with us in prayer. Amen. Remember your position as a watchman. Hallelujah, that the Lord might continue to preserve a nation, a family, a community, even us in this hour. We bless him for it now. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Amen. Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Thank you.